You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Moments into Momentum podcast, where I get excited to talk about experiences that I've had in my life and how to turn those ordinary everyday experiences into momentum to drive great results in your life. This week, I want to talk about why in the world should I care what anybody else has to say about me, and also what the benefits of seeing what other people have to say can be. So this came to my mind as I was taking a run earlier this week, and I was just listening to some music, and I was going down along the river trail, and I was looking around and thinking about just about my day and my thoughts and trying to organize some things. And I often come up with some ideas or some thoughts just run through my head as I'm trying to overcome the lack of oxygen while I'm running down the trail and trying to get back into shape. And I started thinking about why we should stop paying attention to labeling or measuring our success only based off of other people's perspective. Because from other people's perspective, it's a really easy thing. You either won or you lost. And there's nothing else to it. It's either an A or B, you won or lost. They don't see anything else that you've done in your life. They don't see any of the work that went into it. They don't see the blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into your business or into your career or into your competition or whatever the thing is that you're working on, into your relationship. All that they see is, did this succeed in their eyes or did this fail in their eyes? And they'll be more than happy to share that opinion with you. In fact, they will be more than happy to put a gold medal around your neck if you're in first place. And they'll be more than happy to ignore and forget your name if you're in 17th place. And that's something that, yes, there's benefit to trying to continue to become the best, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But just because you're not on the podium doesn't mean that that's the end of the story for you, or that's the only benefit that you've been working for. So just because somebody else might see your result from their perspective, through their eyes, and they'll tell you, oh, better luck next time. You didn't quite make it, but I'm sure that is good effort out there. And then immediately proceed to stop caring about it because they don't see you as winning in that situation. Or they see a business not working out the way that you had hoped that it would. Or they see you lose a job or not get a promotion. And they tell you, well, I guess you failed. You did not achieve this. You didn't win. So it's been a failure. And that just isn't true. No matter what happens, you still get to keep all of the benefit from the work that you did to get there, from the knowledge that you've gained, the experience that you've gained, the relationships that you've built, the things that you've accomplished to even be able to be in the competition, to be in this thing called life. Every step that you've taken along the way has value that you get to retain. But if you're only looking at your success through the eyes of other people, they don't see all that knowledge and experience and skill and strength that you've gained. They don't get to see that. And they'll only tell you you won or you lost. And they'll miss all of the wins that you actually achieved, all of the benefit that you achieved. And if you only view the world, your life, through the lens of somebody else's perspective, you're going to miss all of those things too. And you're not going to get the advantage or the benefits that exist from the work and the time and the energy and the effort that you've put in. But if you can break your perspective from looking at yourself through the eyes of other people, and you can just start to find the value in yourself and in your effort internally, and look at everything that you've achieved, that you've accomplished, that you've worked on, all the studying that you've done, all the work that you put into a new project or product, all of the blood, sweat, and tears that went into the gym or training for an event or anything else, all of that is yours to keep. And if you look at your experience through the perspective of somebody who views themselves as having value and their experiences as having value and pushing things forward, then you'll be able to see and recognize how much better you've gotten, how much value you've gotten out of what somebody else might view as a failure. And then it becomes up to you to decide, was this a success or was this a failure? Well, did I learn something? Yes. Then how can you call that a failure? Did I see something new and different? Did I build some experience, some wisdom, some knowledge in my life? If the answer is yes, how can you call that a failure? If you got a little bit smarter, got a little bit better, got a little bit stronger, figured things out, you're going to be a step closer for the next time that an opportunity comes along. And if you view that through the perspective of the benefit to your life, and that's something that I've been working on myself, and it's hard sometimes because we get so programmed to only hear the winner, loser, right? There was even t-shirts, right? Second place is the first loser. And these are things that we've all observed and been a part of for our whole lives, but change that perspective to look at yourself. And I've been changing that perspective to look at myself, to be able to find the positives. What are the benefits that I got from this, that I can find a win in every loss? I can find a benefit from every experience that I've had, even if somebody else might look at me and tell me, you're a failure, you're a loser, you're not the thing that you want to be. Well, I can look back at them and I can say, no, I'm not. I'm a success because I learned and I grew through this. I succeeded, I won, I accomplished something that I hadn't done before because I went through this experience, even though it didn't turn out in a way that somebody else might view as a success. And so just take a little bit of time to look at things that are going on in your life, things that you've adopted as your own failures, and look at those things and say, was this really a failure? Or was this an opportunity to succeed at something? This is an opportunity to succeed at growing my knowledge, experience, strength, wisdom, whatever you want to call it. But this is something that I've viewed as a failure historically, but by shifting my perspective, I don't have to view it as a failure, and I can pick out the success that I achieved in working on this. And keep your focus there, because that will motivate you to do it again. If you think that you're failing at everything that you do because you view the world through somebody else's eyes and you only see their interpretation of success and failure in your life, then it's hard to get motivated. It's hard to keep pushing on. It's hard to keep doing those things. But when you have that constant encouragement and that feedback loop that you're giving yourself of, no, this isn't a failure. I succeeded. I succeeded at something because I'm smarter than I was before. I'm stronger than I was before. I have a better perspective. I'm more ready for the next opportunity because I went through this. That will change everything in your life. Now, the other side of that, and this is something that I mentioned earlier, and I also think is an important part of competition, and this is why I love to compete. Everything that I do, I love to compete. I just, something about it, it brings out some feeling alive inside of me that I just love. If there's something that I can go into and I can strive and I can try to win and I can go at it, I just love that experience. And that was the second thought that I had, is how important is it to compete? Not because I need to win, not because I need to have that measurement or validation for the work that I've been doing, But if I'm competing at something, if I'm working at something, even if I see something, somebody who's far better than me, and I get just blown out of the water in a game or a competition or anything else, that I then can see how far somebody is capable of going. And I can see that, yeah, maybe I just lost this by, 100 points. I just lost 100-1 and I just got blown out and I'm no good at this. But what I've really done is I've said, well, now if I tie that to that new perspective of how much benefit I've gotten and how much better I've gotten, and now I see, wow, even with how much better I've gotten, there still is so much further to go. I've only just scratched the surface of what I'm capable of accomplishing. I'm nowhere near my finish line, because if somebody else can do it, then why can't I? And so by taking that perspective of viewing the experiences that you have that somebody else may call a failure and viewing that as a win, and then looking at that and saying, but look at how much farther there is to go. Or even if you're near the top or at the top, you always have the opportunity to compete and see people who are pushing you, who are coming up behind you. They're ready to make their pass. And you can see that if somebody else can catch up to me, then that means that there's so much faster that I can go. There's still so much more pace, so much more quantity, so much better that I can do in everything that I'm doing and that I'm working on, that whether you're at the bottom and you're trying to find your way to the top, you can see how much you are capable of doing because somebody else has already done it. There's already a roadmap that exists. It's already there. All that you have to do is keep taking advantage of those experiences and learning and growing and getting better. And you can find your way there yourself. And so that's part of what I just love about competing, is that I know that I have the opportunity to get better. I can see what somebody who's better at this than I am is capable of doing. And I can find ways to help myself get there, get better, and do those things that they're doing as well, because I now know that it's possible. I didn't know that if I changed the way that I approached something that I could do it faster or better. I didn't know that I play hockey, right? So I play hockey at night in a couple of leagues, and it's something that until I see somebody do something with a puck or I see somebody position themselves in a certain way, I didn't know that I could or should do that. I didn't know that I could use my skates like a stick to control the puck. I didn't know those things. But then you see somebody do it, or you hear somebody say it who's been there and who's done that. And now I know I have another tool to add to my kit. I have another skill that I can bring to the table, and I can keep pushing myself forward because I'm out there and I'm willing to compete and put myself into those situations where I have to strive and work hard and put my best efforts into it and try to overcome any obstacles that are in my way and try to become the best at something. And I always will have the opportunity to find myself pushed to the next level or learning a new skill by getting into those competitive situations. And that's just something that I love, and it motivates me, and it keeps me going sometimes. And it's something that I think can be an important part of everybody's growth and development process, is that if you only compete to win and you don't have the perspective that you can get benefit by competing and not winning, you're going to miss out on so many benefits and opportunities that could go along with that. But if you go into it with the perspective of, I'm just going to compete because it gives me a chance to challenge myself and work hard and try and win and accomplish become the best at this thing. And if I'm not, then I can learn something, I can experience something, I can see something different. And if I am, I can see how much better the people who were behind me are getting, and I can keep myself motivated and focused and taking those steps in life to be able to continue to push myself to stay on top. You don't get on top by accident, and you don't stay there by standing still. And using these opportunities to keep competing and keep pushing yourself and keep finding things that excite and motivate you, and learning new ways that you can grow and improve in anything that you're doing, are just, to me, are so exciting and such critical parts of the growth path in life, and ways to expand the opportunities that exist by pushing ourselves into a new place and a new level. So that's my thoughts for this week on why should I care what other people say. You shouldn't. Stop. Just don't. Put yourself in a position to be able to find out what people say so that you can know that they've got it wrong and you've got an opportunity to keep getting better and compete and push and find ways to put yourself into new situations to accomplish new and incredible things and watch the world begin to change for you. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked what you heard here today, please check out my website at michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I've got a contact form there. Feel free to reach out, and I look forward to hearing stories from some of you about ways that you've been able to overcome things in your life and perspectives that have changed and new things that you've been able to achieve just by changing your perspective and keeping on working and celebrating those wins.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.